Hello and welcome to another episode of the B2B Visual Digest podcast brought to you by Fast Signs International. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler, and today we'd like to do a special episode honoring all the fathers who are being celebrated worldwide this month for Father's Day. So we're going to discuss fathers and sons running a successful business together. We've got a three-part series for this particular episode where we're going to interview three teams of Fast Signs franchisees from three different countries, one in the US, one in Canada, and one in the United Kingdom, because these fathers and sons are making a success of teaming up with each other in their respective Fast Signs family businesses. In our final part of this three-part series, we're last going to focus on our duo located in the United Kingdom. You know, in a family structure, the parent-child relationship usually helps define who is boss, but in a partnership between father and son, those roles can be confusing. Father and son team Chris and Andy Simpson of Fast Signs Leeds, United Kingdom, have clearly worked out their roles, and they make their Fast Signs franchise a family success. Welcome to our podcast, Chris, Andy. Before we begin, let me first offer my congratulations. You two have set a great example of how a father-son team can run a successful business together, but you also made it truly a family business by including more of your family in your Fast Signs success story. Tell me more about that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to talk to you as well. And so how long have you guys worked together?
Just over 20 years.
Wow. How did you guys decide to work together?
Well, when Chris got made redundant and started looking at franchisees and other opportunities, I thought it would be a good chance for me to be involved in my own business or a partnership, which wouldn't have come along when I was 25. So it was a good opportunity for me. So I was prepared to pack in my job and go with Chris on the new venture.
And Chris, you're the father. How did this kind of play out for you? Is this something that you thought was a great idea, or did you have some reservations? Or
no, I think it's a great idea. Having somebody in the family with you means there's somebody you can trust implicitly, and you can share the problems. You can go on holiday and know that somebody in business is in charge. It worked very well.
So there's that trust factor in there.
Yes, yeah.
So after 20 years of being in business together, how has that really impacted your relationship as father and son, though? Andy, why don't you take that one?
Yes, I suppose in the beginning it was fairly tough for me to sort of realize it was a business relationship. You know, you're not working with dad, you're working with Chris. But once that had sort of, we'd worked that out, and I realized it was, when we were at work, it was business. And when we were at home, it was hopefully not all business. So it took a little while to work out. But once we did, it's been great since then.
So Chris, the father, was it easy for you to be able to separate the two between work and family? And I'm sure that there's been cases over 20 years that you've had to resolve some conflict. How did you manage to go through that?
Well, the conflicts were harder to resolve initially because of our father-son relationship. And perhaps Andrew was still quite young then.
But right.
As we've gone along, we tend to agree on most. And these days, I just let him do what he wants, as long as it doesn't cost too much.
And so now do you see each other more or less outside of work since you began working together, or has that really made a difference at all? Andy?
Well, I've got two boys now who play sport, and so we see a lot out of work as well.
We also live fairly close to each other as well.
We do meet out of work for, you know, sometimes it's easier to have meetings at home on a, you know, weekend or on an evening than it is in the office. So planning and things like that. So I don't know if we would have seen each more or less if we hadn't worked together. We see more of each other because we do work together each day, but outside work, it's probably a little bit more than we would have done.
We have family holidays where...
At what point did you guys decide to include more family members? I understand, Andy, that you've got a son that might be working for you guys this summer, even a nephew maybe. So that's three generations you'll have in the center at one time. At what point did you decide to do to include more family members?
My sister started working for us when she was part-time, when she went down to part-time teaching. So she came in one day a week to do the accounts.
When she was having her first child.
Okay.
That was about 18 years ago. and she's actually sat at the moment in the next office chasing debtors. She comes in one day a week to do that.
Wow.
So, and my mother's worked in the business doing marketing and
cleaning.
Yeah. The thing with the third generation, my son just said, "Can I maybe earn some holiday money?" So he's only 14, so that's just maybe he might, you know, earn a little bit of money over the holidays. Whether he's got, you know, wants to come into the sign business, we don't know yet. He's only 14, so
it's a long way off, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have a total of 4 family members currently working at the centre.
Well, Andrew's wife, Diane, also comes in one day a week to help with marketing.
Yeah. That's fine. Do you have any employees or staff that is not associated with your family?
Yeah. Well, they all feel like family. They've been with us quite a while, most of them.
That's a good answer. So what about now, because you guys work together and you live close together, do you take work home?
Well, who doesn't when they're on their own business?
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of the admin type stuff has to be done at home because during the day you're busy putting orders in the computer and trying to get sales.
Yeah, I could see that it would be easy to kind of blur the lines between work and home when you're together all the time. It's just all part of one thing. Is that fair to say?
Yes. I mean, I tend to leave work in reasonable time just to take my sons to sports events and things. So I take work home to do after they've gone to bed. In the early days, I'd have just stayed at work till 6:30, 7 o'clock, and you know. But now, because they're, I don't want to miss out on the family things. I go home at reasonable time, so I usually take some work out. Don't always do it, yeah. There's always some like business planning or the things that are day to day related to customers you tend to take home.
Yeah. So, how do you guys decide on what functions each of you do in order to run a successful business? Is that something that you guys decided at the beginning that, hey, this is going to be my role and this will be your role, and you kind of set those lines early on? Or Chris, why don't you kind of speak to that?
We didn't really set them early on. It took quite a while for it to evolve. But nowadays I tend to look after the finance side and Andy looks after the staff side and the operations and the technical side.
Okay.
Sales. We both go out to see customers.
Gotcha.
I started off as graphic designer and then internal sales and as we employed more staff and then mainly outside sales and more operational type jobs.
Okay. So you kind of found each other's niche and then just expanded from there.
Yes.
Gotcha. So, you know, we're doing this podcast as a special leading up to Father's Day. And so I'm curious to know, Andy, since you're the son, what's the best advice that you ever got from your father?
Don't try and grow too quickly and just watch
the money.
Watch what you're spending when you're after new equipment. And so sometimes I'm eager to sort of jump in and buy something. And so it works quite well, the relationship. I'll try and push, and Chris is a bit steadier, so it works well.
And Chris, what advice would you offer to a father and son who's considering owning a business together?
Mainly to forget the father and son and try and treat each other as equals.
That's good advice. And do you guys have anything special planned for the Father's Day holiday?
Not yet. Hopefully the wife's organizing that.
I have a feeling that you might be spending maybe a little time at the local pub, huh?
I'm sure there might be the odd drink or two somewhere along the way.
Any other things that you'd like to offer up our listeners? Anything that you'd like to, some parting words of wisdom?
No, I think just emphasize the big benefits of the family side of the business. I think it helps as well with customers who see, not so much in the UK yet, but see it as a fairly national brand. But then they see you get the company, you know, so it can look like that it's a more corporate business. But when you explain it's a family business and we, you know, offer great customer service and we, you know, we do what we can, I think that helps customers look on us as a, you know, a good business and a nice business to do work with.
And Chuck, I think it works better than a husband-wife relationship. Because a husband and wife do go home and find it hard to switch off the work together. When we go home, we're not going to the same home.
Sure.
So we're not on top of each other all the time. I think, and we don't necessarily want to be away on holiday together at the same time and something like that. So it does, I think it does work better as a couple than a two franchisees, a husband and wife.
Sure. Good point. But if you had, you got into a time machine and you were to go back 20 years, would you decide to still get in business with each other and work together?
I think so.
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you taking some time and spending it with us. And happy Father's Day to each of you.
Thanks, Chuck.
Good to talk to you again.
Thanks for joining us today as we wrap up this special Father's Day series focusing on fathers and sons running a successful business together. I'm your host, Chuck Kaler. Please join us next time for another episode of the B2B Visual Digest, sponsored by Fast Signs International.